Well, what Cornwall Council has done is a very robust survey of how many people are street homeless. We've probably been more thorough than many other places. I think we've got the second highest compared with Westminster. So those types of figures are alarming, but I believe if other councils done a similar survey that they would find similar figures. But Cornwall is a very popular place for people. A lot of homeless people remember it as where they came as children. They find Cornwall as a safe place, and they'd rather be homeless in Cornwall than in some of the major cities in the UK. And it's on the end of the railway line, so the train stops here. So we are finding that a number of homeless people are actually from outside of Cornwall. And what we need to do is find out why they're homeless, why they've come to Cornwall, and if we can, try to get them back to where they come from, or if they have issues where they came from, find out how we can resolve that. So it's not a straightforward thing to put them back on a bus or a train and send them back home. Some people have some very complex needs. But we do work very closely with shelter. We work very closely with the homeless agencies in around Cornwall. And we do take homelessness very seriously. And when we have really cold weather, we have a cold weather provision where we have a number of places that will open their doors up. So these people, instead of sleeping rough on the streets, can come in, have hot food, have a roof over their head for the night. And that cold winter that we had last year, we did see more people come through our doors, and we were able to build our data on what came through the doors last year. So it gave us, even though it was cold weather and it's alarming to see how many people come in, it does give you the contacts with these people who are quite often very hard to find.
That's something I've spoken with local churches working in this area, and one thing they were full of praise for Cornwall Council was that cold weather provision and the way you did open up public areas if there were, I believe, 3 nights of a sub-zero temperatures forecast.
Yes, and if you got three nights of sub-zero temperatures, we will open the doors up. We will get people fed, and we do bear the cost of that. And we had a very, very cold winter last year. Most people remember we've had over a month of sub-zero temperatures. So in that way, that gave us the opportunity to work with these people and support the churches and charities that work with homeless people. But like I say, most of the time, they try to keep themselves hidden. And there are hot spots where some homeless people like to live, but a majority of the time they try to keep themselves, when they sleep at night, hidden out of sight. So it's very hard to record the actual figures that we do have. And the cold weather provision was one of the ways we were able to access that information and get the services and support to some of those homeless people.